Mets and the Brewers working overtime Tuesday. Tyler Pill making his first career start. He would fall behind 1-0, but in the fifth, as Drubal Cabrera has got his back.
Granderson and the pitch. Cabrera lines one to the gap in right center. This is big trouble all the way to the wall. It's going to be a run-scoring double for Cabrera, and the Mets have tied the game. Waiting on a two-strike delivery. Here it is. VR bounces one near second. That one's easy for Cabrera. Throws after the force at second. They get the runner there, Jet Bandy. He was right there. Cabrera grabbed it, stepped on the bag, and then threw in the dirt. Going to be a pitching change here for New York. So Tyler Pill gets VR, who will reach on the fielder's choice. And the rookie right-hander in his first big league start leaves with a 2-1 lead. There's one on, though, and one man out. Gets when he wants out at second base. Nobody near him. And the pitch. Duda sends this one to left. Deep. Off the top of the wall and gone. Lucas Duda hit one into that section out there. It's a seating area. Perez tried to decoy it. To no avail anyway. It was out of here. New York now leads 4-1.
Tying run at second base with Perez. The 1-0 from Blevins. Popped him up. Bandy had a good pitch to hit and skies it on the infield. Cabrera now backing up. Fighting the mist. He dropped it. Perez scores. The play at third. Not in time. Both Thames and Perez coming in score on an E6. And the Brewers have tied the game.
Bullpens are quiet right now. Smoker deals again, and this one is bounced to the hole and a tough play. And to second base they go, and in there is Manny Pena. That'll be a base hit for Arcia. Cabrera made a backhanded play and tried for Pena at second. Terry Collins says they want to look at it again. And again, they're running this play up and down three and four times. And again, as you can tell from our reaction here in the background, Mets win that one. Stepping out now back in there. Outfield playing him shallow. Anything hit deep is going to be big enough for a run for New York. The stretch, Willie Peralta, here it is. Bruce sends a liner to center, and New York has taken game two. Jay Bruce, who has done it countless times against Milwaukee, with a line single to center. And this one is over.
Jay Bruce's 10th career walk-off hit and first one as a Met gives the Amazons a 5-4 12-inning win. New York has now won seven straight games versus Milwaukee at Citi Field. Eric Thames snapped an 0-for-19 skid with a single in the first inning. The Brewers battled for 12 rain-soaked innings on it Tuesday night, but in the end, they fell victim to the 10th career walk-off hit by the Mets' Jay Bruce as Milwaukee fell in a dozen frames by a 5-4 final. Here is Milwaukee skipper Craig Counsell.
You got a shot for sure. I mean, we were fortunate to tie it, obviously. But yeah, I mean, we missed a lot of opportunity. The thing that sticks out is the leadoff triple that we got nothing from, and we certainly had men in scoring position, kind of two out men in scoring position, and we got a run in the first on it, but nothing after that.
When you got the E6 that allowed the two runs to score, it seemed like Santana maybe necessarily didn't hustle as hard as maybe he should have on that play.
I don't think he scores. I mean, I would say Santana and Bandy both didn't run as hard as they could have. I don't think Domingo scores there, though. The ball didn't really kick away from Cabrera at all, so I would I don't think he scores. Yeah, Barnes, Knable, they got 9 outs for us, and they were efficient doing it. If he had another good inning, so. Yeah, I mean, we just, like you said, we had opportunities early that we didn't cash in on. We got a break, and then we just couldn't make that last cash in on another opportunity at the end there. Yeah, I mean, I just thought with Zach, I mean, I think this is a tough lineup for, you know, him to go through with all the left-handers in it. And obviously he had a tough inning, and going through there the third time, I thought it was, you know, I was hoping to get two out of Carlos there, frankly, but he obviously, he threw quite a few pitches that inning.
I know you have some pitchers, right-handed pitchers who do okay against lefties, but that is a challenging line.
And I think it, we've used Oliver a couple of days, who's been, very, effective against left-handers. So it's, some of those guys, it's a tough matchup for some of our guys for sure.
The Brewers send Junior Garrett to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Jacob DeGrom.